We've been thinking about the forgiveness of sins. In the Passover, you remember how two animals were brought to the high priest, confessed over them the guilt and the sins of the people. One was led out, the scapegoat, into a wilderness place by the hand of a strong man, as it were, picturing the sins of the people being carried away, and the other then was slaughtered. It wasn't a pretty sight at all. And if we could imagine what the temple looked like, well, sometimes we see these lovely pictures of such a gorgeous building covered with gold in so many places, but really it was like an abattoir. The day of the dedication of the temple, they would have been ankle deep in blood. As you read the number of sacrifices that were made on that day, and every day there was sacrifice made for sin, the whole place would have reeked. And it's a picture to us of the horror of Golgotha. It was not a pretty sight. Just as the animal was disemboweled, and its innards would have been there on the floor, steaming, heap in blood, as the animal was laid on the altar, that awful sight. It's just a picture of the horror of what our Saviour experienced at Calvary, when he, as it were, was disemboweled, when his life was made a sacrifice to God, and he was subject to God's wrath on our behalf. Only by that means has the forgiveness of sins been brought to us. And so a proper understanding of the cross humbles the people of God, humbles us and yet also elevates us. We can't come to this table without joy, can we? Because he who died has been raised up in the power of an endless life, and we shall see him and be with him, but we remember that that great blessing comes to us at the cost of Jesus' body being broken and his blood poured out for us. So we come to the table, humbling ourselves because of our sins, but rejoicing in the wonderful grace of God, the love of God that has sent a Saviour into the world for us.